And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the New York Jets. Number five, November 20th, 2005. The Broncos' defense pitches a shutout against Vinny Testaverde and the Jets. Safety John Lynch picked off the Jets veteran, followed by cornerback Champ Bailey, one of Champ's eight interceptions on the season. Running back Mike Anderson provided all of the Broncos' offense with 113 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Denver wins in a laugher, 27-0. Number four, November 17th, 2011. Thursday night football in Denver. Broncos rookie linebacker Von Miller had a sack and a half against Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez. Trailing 10-3 in the third, cornerback Andre Goodman picked off Sanchez and returned it 26 yards to tie the score at 10. And the rest was Tebow time.
Tebow looking like he's going to max blitz. He does. Tebow escapes and he can run. 25-20. Tebow 15. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Are you kidding? Tim Tebow, Denver touchdown.
Number 3, November 15th, 1964. After a brisk snowstorm in Denver, the Broncos defense put the freeze on two Jets quarterbacks with eight sacks and intercepted New York's passers six times, including not one, not two, not three, but four picks by Hall of Fame defensive back Willie Brown. The Broncos defeated the Jets 20-16. Number two, September 19th, 1976. In the Broncos' home opener, the offense was the story, racking up 543 total yards. In the first half, tight end Riley Odoms took a sweep left and scampered 15 yards untouched into the end zone behind the blocking of tackle Bill Bain. Later in the half, quarterback Steve Ramsey found receiver Haven Moses for a 14-yard scoring strike. In the second half, defensive back John Rouser put the closing act on Broadway Joe Namath, picking him off and returning it 41 yards for the score. The Broncos trounced the Jets 46-3, which still remains the team's largest margin of victory. And number one, January 17th, 1999, the AFC Championship on a very windy day in Denver and John Elway's final home game. The Broncos defense forced six turnovers, and the wind proved to be no match for the arm of John Elway and the leg of Jason Elam. The rest was left up to Terrell Davis.
Left side, TD. Terrell squares. He's got the first down. And a big hole. Terrell, 15, 10, 8, touchdown!
The Broncos won 23-10 and would go on to capture their second straight Super Bowl victory.